Sports. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Former Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg is in court today to defend herself against allegations she broke a gag order. She's accused of openly discussing details about the murder of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare during a television interview. The contempt hearing gets underway in about 25 minutes in front of Judge Josh Hill. The nonprofit Meals on Wheels is losing federal funding, which means an adjustment in services locally. Our Tom Perumian joins me live now with the latest there. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. Nonprofit leaders say funding cuts are forcing them to scale back services for homebound seniors who receive food through the Meals on Wheels program. Ali Al-Sudani is the chief programs officer at IM Houston, the nonprofit which runs the program in Harris and Galveston counties. He says they'll have to cut back services for about 300 seniors due to the loss of $500,000 in federal funding.
We can't let this happen to our seniors. They deserve better than this.
Fort Bend seniors' Meals on Wheels will also reduce their home-delivered meals from 7 to 5 meals per week starting next year due to a reduction in federal funds.
All right, Tom. Drought conditions, tariffs, and a low supply of cattle have led to rising beef costs. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more about why ground beef hit record high prices just last month.
Drought conditions have driven up the costs of grain and other materials needed for raising cattle, and ranchers are also feeling the squeeze of tariffs. That's according to John Diamond with Rice University's Baker Institute.
It means that, you know, raising cattle is going to be difficult, and if you're a rancher, you're facing really high costs.
The number of cattle in the U.S. is also at its lowest point since